It's the Vinyl Countdown.
And welcome to the show, which is all about the warm, crackly sound of vinyl. We are sitting here in the studio, surrounded by 7 and 12-inch records. Over the next hour, get your minds into gear for another of our special monthly quiz editions. So what links our first two great vinyl hits? What does this Elton track have in common with the record that follows?
Yes, I am.
underrated track from Elton John started the show. It had something in common with this great Spinners single. Are You Ready for Love was out in 1979, but Elton couldn't even get into the top 40 with it. Could It Be I'm Falling in Love did much better for the Spinners in 1972 into the UK top 20. So what was the link? Well, they were both produced by Tom Bell, the man who masterminded the Philadelphia sound, along with songwriters Gamble and Huff. Give yourself the first point of the show if you got that right. Well, Tom Bell, in an interview, said his musical arrangements with lots of string instruments and lush sound were heavily influenced by his background, training as a classical musician.
It was a sound in my mind because of the classical background in which I had come from. I was hearing things more like that because until I was about 13 or 14 years of age, I didn't even listen to radio. I had never heard the so-called rock and roll, so-called. What I heard it was strictly coming from the symphonic end.
And from one fine musician to another for a point as we carry on with our monthly quiz edition of The Vinyl Countdown, who is the lead singer and driving force of this American group? The original Jersey Boys, the Four Seasons. What an amazing long career they've had. The Night came out in May of 1972 and it became a classic. So there's an easy point up for grabs on today's vinyl quiz if you can tell me the name of the group's lead singer. It is, of course, Frankie Valli. And for a bonus point, he sang the title song of which musical movie in 1978? Do you know that? Of course, it's Grease. Well, in an interview in the late 1970s, Frankie Valli talked about how he'd survived so long in the music business with hits spanning from the early 60s.
Probably a lot of prayers and I just guess the good fortune of being able to make the right kind of records at the right time. It takes an awful lot of luck too today, especially with as many records as are released in the course of a week. It's rather difficult to even get a record played anymore.
And you can't say we don't play an eclectic range of music on the Vinyl Countdown. Who was the singer from this band who went on to form an even more successful Scottish group? Just one of four hit singles they had in 1979 alone, The Skids and Into the Valley, a top 10 success. So there's a point up for grabs on our monthly vinyl quiz if you know the name of the singer who went on to form an even more successful Scottish group. It was Stuart Adamson. And for a bonus point, what was the name of his next band? I'm actually sitting here in the studio holding that album. It's called, and the band were called, Big Country. Remember them? Check out their album, The Crossing. So you're listening to our special monthly quiz edition of the show. Plenty of questions to come as we go upbeat, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. All your vinyl memories.
show round again. It's a bit early for that. We haven't finished the show yet. The Average White Band were in the UK top 20 in 1980 with the single, very big in discos. So, for a point, which country do the band come from? They sound very American, don't they? But don't be misled. Give yourself a well-earned point if you said they are Scottish. For a bonus point, what was their first big hit, an American number one in 1975? It was Pick Up the Pieces. And what album does this huge Wham hit come from?
Baby, you deny it, but you laugh and tell me I-
3 weeks at number one for Wham during what was a very successful 1984 for the duo. Freedom was the song. And did you guess the name of the album correctly? Well, it was Make It Big. They certainly had by then. For a bonus point, the melody from Freedom was used as an intro later to which George Michael solo hit? Got any idea? It was Faith. Yep, difficult one. This is Jonathan Charles. Music and questions about hits from M People, Stevie Wonder, and many more are on the way. It's our special Vinyl Countdown monthly quiz edition.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. All your vinyl memories, Jonathan Charles.
Harking back to the disco era, I always think when I hear that, a great dance single, M People and their 1993 top 10 hit, One Night in Heaven. For a point, who is the very distinctive lead singer on that single? She's got a very distinctive voice, hasn't she? It was Heather Small. She went on to solo success, of course. Our triple play is on the way. Questions and music from Stevie Wonder, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
1965.
Language we all understand. With an equal opportunity.
with a voice like Dallas ringing out, there's no way the band could lose.
That's the Vinyl Countdown Triple Play, all from Stevie Wonder, and lots of questions about him coming up. First, we heard Uptight, Everything's All Right. It was his first big success. So the question was, how old was he when he had that breakthrough? Well, he was 15. Yeah, just 15, little Stevie Wonder. Then we fast-forwarded to 1977 and Sir Duke. It was an American number one. Who was he paying tribute to with that record? Do you know that? It was jazz artist Duke Ellington. Yep, he was the Sir Duke. Finally, we had Master Blaster jamming 7 weeks at number one in America. Who's that a tribute to? Well, he'd just been performing live on tour with Bob Marley when he wrote that. So 3 points possible there. How did you do? In an interview, Stevie Wonder talked about how a music teacher told him when he was young he would never make it in the music business.
She, not understanding the significance of what could happen for me, said what she thought in her mind as being best in her thinking for me. Basically, she said, you got 3 strikes against you, you're blind, you're black, you're poor. I said, well, you missed one, I'm bow-legged.
And this was the first British hit for Leo Sayer, but who had the top 5 hit with it in America? Top 5 in the UK for Leo Sayer in 1974, his breakthrough song, but not in America. Do you know who made it there? It was, a few months later, Three Dog Night. I didn't know that, actually. I had to look that up myself. So, 14 points up for grabs today. How many did you get? Give yourself a pat on the back if you got all 14. Some of them were pretty hard. That is it for this show. We'll be back next time with our usual programme, and the special quiz edition will be here again next month. Hope you enjoyed all the vinyl. Bye.
The Vinyl Countdown.